Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Pagan Tonight and another Elder Talk with Sir Ed Carell. This is our 23rd separate one, plus last month we did the roundtable. I hope you enjoyed it. We had several elders talking with us. This month's subject, it'll be lit by Lady Stephanie and Lord Don, as well as myself. And I will start it off this week with, wow, sometimes things get caught in your throat when you want to say them. And this one's a particularly difficult one for me. It's because it's thoughts on success. And let's start out with success. It's a very tricky word and can be translated in so many different ways. So what do we mean by success? Well, the most common form of word for success is to accomplish a goal, to do something and to finish it. Tonight, one of my goals today was to do Elder Talk Radio and to do my speech right here and to hopefully do it successfully. And that means to actually to establish and to do it and to talk to you, all of you, which I am doing, and to have it maybe listened to by our people, which so many of our shows have been listened to by so many, and everything else. At the same time, I want to be inspiring, and it's important because no one's going to listen to you about your success if it has no meaning to other people. So success is very personal sometimes. And so let me go ahead and start with that. So while we can be successful with our projects, we can be successful with our goals, we can work the week and get our paycheck, success is a very personal feeling. You can actually succeed at your goal and not feel successful because it didn't happen the way that you wanted it to, or it should have felt more, or maybe it wasn't a real goal for you, but it was, you know, you thought it would get you happiness. Success is really an establishment of expectations and to accept what is happening. What do I mean? So for me tonight, this was going to be successful by being on the air. I created a rule that says if I make it on the air, talk logically and sensibly and reach out to my audience and show them that it's important that I really care about what they think and what I'm saying, and that I complete it, and it gets posted on the internet, and it gets posted elsewhere, then I have been successful. So that's a very basic rule. I set a goal, and I'll accomplish it, and when I accomplish it, I will feel like I've had a success. How successful I will feel, though, is a series of cortisone and dopamine and all sorts of brain chemicals. And that is, do I feel like I'm going to hit it out of the ballpark? I just said everything I wanted to, and I feel really good about it. Am I going to get a lot of views or listens to this show? So there, you know, is it something that I sound, you know, people say, oh, yeah, I really listened to that one. That one really, really touched me. So one of the greatest feelings of success I get is when people say, wow, I listened to what you say, and it really helped me. It really helped me and made my life a little easier. I made some money from one of your suggestions too. Wow, that really meant a lot to me and changed the way I thought. And sometimes I've even heard, oh, that changed my life. So when you hear that, that makes you feel, you can feel like you've accomplished something, that you've done something good in the world, that it is accomplished. So that's a minimum thought. So in that sense, success is a personal feeling, how you feel about it. So there's that external success, i.e. I made my goal, I set a rule, successful, I sold an object, and then there's the internal success, how well I did it. Now, one of the things I've learned about my projects is that I can feel successful even if my projects fail, because I feel like, okay, I did everything I could, I tried it, I'm so glad I did it. And if it wasn't as successful as I wanted, well, okay, that's okay, because I have these internal rules of success. And one of the best ways to feel success is make those rules as simple as possible. Happiness is in there. You're not happy to not be successful, even if you have the trappings of it. That's right. Happiness is important. So make your rules as simple as possible. The second thing I've learned about success is that everything looks like a failure in the middle. no matter what you're doing, in the middle of a project, it looks like a bloody failure. It doesn't matter how well organized or anything else. You know, it can look like a failure. Oh, my God, we're behind on time. We're ahead of time. We're over budget. Everything looked like a failure to you during the project. And that is where people give up because they feel like they can't win it before they even finish the project. And so there is that aspect of it. And so you have to continue in that process to the end of it. And maybe you won't be successful. You know, 90% of businesses aren't successful. A whole bunch of things aren't successful, but they lead a process where you learn something to be able to do so. I'm about to take on a major project, a great big major project in the world. And that is literally going around the world. And I'm starting that project within a few hours. I'm going to look for additional funding. I am looking at different ways of building aspects, working on aspects, talking about aspects, and that it is going to build me towards how I succeed in the world by going around the world. So it's a very focused thing. Going from Chicago and returning to Chicago, leaving from Jacksonville, going to Chicago, and then going from Chicago around the United States, and then into South America, South Africa, Europe, Indonesia, possibly India, Australia, and you know Japan, and then fly on home, maybe stopping in Hawaii. Sounds like a big, bold experiment, absolutely, and I just have to accomplish it. And I'm already looking at how to do it by hostels. I'm already looking at the cheapest airfares. I'm looking at everything to it. And it looks so big, but I'm breaking it down into smaller processes. How will I feel when I accomplish it? I don't know. But I know that once I've accomplished it, it's a major goal. It's something I can talk to myself about and to others. Like, oh, I went around the world. So that, for me, is energetic. It's something, a goal. It makes me feel strong. And the anticipation and the energy ahead of time is just so exhilarating to even contemplate how to do it. And so, yeah, I'm very, very excited about that. And to be successful, I have to raise money. I have to do all sorts of things that I'm building on. And so that process for me, and I love my process, so you have to love the process. And it's going to make me happy, just even the process, and then eventually accomplish the goal. So people want to ask me, so what have you been successful? Wood School has been very successful, probably my single most successful project in the world, outside of raising my children. And they've done really well, too, but I won't talk about them because that's personal and private for them. But Wood School was opened in, it really was opened in 1998 under the Daily Spell, where we were doing email lists of the lessons and the classes. But in 2001, we opened it up on the internet, and it continues today. Not only does it continue today, but it's self-financing. It takes care of itself. It could use more help if you want to make a donation. We could always use it. It's a 501c3. But it teaches people every day. And so as long as it continues its process, I'm excited. And what is the process in the end? To provide a lifetime of education. So anyone who signs up as a basic member will, you know, always be on there if they take even a few classes. Lifetime memberships we have on there. And the people have been there for life. And we continue that process. We want to be there 100 years from now. So every day Wood School is live and active is a simple basic success. Isn't that simple? Every day it's there for the people. It's a success. And it's been really good for me on that. I feel successful when I do interviews. And I'm going to do a lot of interviews here soon. And I've been doing a lot of interviews. I recently went on a 40-day trip across America. That was felt like successful. So I feel successful when I accomplish goals. And then when those goals happen, I look at how much it means to people. Does it help them? Does it hurt them? Rarely does it hurt them, but how does it help them? So I measure my success in impact in the world. So that's another way to take a look at it. So what does it mean to be for a pig in leadership to be successful? And that is, do you make people's lives better? That's it. Do you make their lives better? Is it, you know, do you think it's going to be better because you wrote a book? That's cool. If you write a book, yeah, you should. You know, then that, you know, feels better. There's all sorts of ways to figure it out. But it's about, do you make lives better? Do you improve the quality of life? And you can do that through all sorts of ways, by accomplishing good ritual, you know, picking up trash at an event, holding a Pagan Pride Day. And yes, there's a lot of Pagan Pride Days there. Just to get someone to smile can make you feel that. What does success for the individual mean? Well, success for the individual is a hard one. It is not only accomplishing your goals, but it is also accomplishing goals that have meaning to you. Do they make you happy? Do you think they're going to change your life? Do you think that if you accomplish it, you can do more? You have to be able to define what success looks like. And the earlier you find success, the better off you're going to be. That simple. And so the last part of this, and it's going to be fairly short, my thoughts on success. I could probably ramble all day about different ideas of success. How do we measure it? Well, success is best accomplished if you can measure it. Do you have a cash goal? Do you have an event goal? For me, events have been always the most exciting because it has a definite deadline to where it is and can do it. Do you produce a magazine? We have CorellianTimes.com. Go there, and we can accomplish it. How do you measure your success? And that's a really good one. And you know, you're not going to make it one day. I quote Tony Robbins a lot. You overestimate what you can do in a year and underestimate what you can do in a decade. In a year, you can barely learn your subject. You'd be a freshman in college. But at the end of 10 years, you could have a PhD and be very knowledgeable about a subject. Mastery is about 10,000 hours of training, of thoughtful practice. So in all of these ways, you can measure your success. But the real time of success is, what do you feel like when you look back? You know, how much have you done that doesn't leave you with regret? That simple. Can you say, I did it? The worst thing in the world isn't what we haven't done. You know, nobody goes to the grave and saying, oh, I'm glad I didn't do that, or I'm glad I didn't do this. They will tell you, I've been in places with older people, and it is what you didn't do, what you didn't set out to accomplish, what you did not give yourself a moment to do. And so, to dare is the first rule of the witch's pyramid. So there we go. To dare to do something, to take your place outside of it. So is trying to be a successful comfortable? No, not even close. It means leaving your comfort zone. It means that you try to move yourself more. The more you push yourself to accomplish your goal, to be successful, is great. And measuring it even in a little bit, measure it with simple rules, very basic steps. You know, look back and, you know, measure it with the bigger rules. But just keep going. At the end of the day, success means a lot of things to a lot of different people, but it ultimately means everybody that I succeeded, I achieved something in my life that made me feel good. So go out there and succeed. If you want more thoughts on how to be successful, contact me, DM me, Ed the Pagan everywhere. And so I will leave you with this last thought. So I am going to start starting tomorrow. How do I feel successful? When I know that I can impact people's lives. And my biggest next step of success is to create a film by going around the world, creating out a pilgrimage around the world to do so, and to present a film at the Parliament, at the Pagan thing. How do I feel about my past successes? I feel great that Witch School is alive every day. Every day Pagan Tonight Radio goes on the air and does this tape, I feel successful. It doesn't even have to be me. I can revel in other people's success. Every time I hear someone's graduated from first degree to second degree to third degree in my tradition, I feel pumped. Every time I see a person become an archpriest after years and years and years of work, I feel great. When I see my students become great teachers, remember, my job as the leader isn't to make followers. That's nonsense. It's to make more leaders. If I can teach people who teach other people, I feel successful. I don't necessarily feel as successful teaching people until they've taught someone else. So that's the real moment I feel successful as a teacher, when they're teaching. And I've got people who are teaching. I mean, when I see so many people go out there, you know, I've helped build with people, with great people, giving them permission, giving them access to one of the largest Wiccan traditions in the world, probably the largest Wiccan tradition in the world today. I like accomplishing, you know, I've offered so many interviews. So creating the rules and then accomplishing them and then stacking them can make you feel very successful. And when you are successful, you get confidence to be even more successful. So stop trying to hold yourself back. Dare to be successful. Dare to be confident. Dare to accomplish something with courage. And accept that you might be afraid, you might be fearful, you might be painful. But if you don't do it, regret is the ugliest emotion in the world. So to be successful means that you've avoided regret and have accomplished something that you can say, I'm excited about, I'm energetic about, and it made me feel good, and it made me happy. That's all. So take simple tasks and make yourself feel successful by simple rules, simple spaces, and accomplish them, and then stack them. And you'll find yourself not only more successful, but the more you do to succeed, the more you can accomplish. So with that, blessed be, and go out there and change the world.